Sotadav Tezayan. We are on Tezvav Amabez by the two dots, and we are discussing the continuing process of the Meisota. We mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday that the water is brought in a klicheres, and you put a certain amount of water in it, machlokas, half a log, or a revius of a log, and then the Kohen goes into the Heichal, turns to the right, and there on the floor is a loose tile, so to speak, and he picks it up. He picks up some dirt, puts the dirt onto the water. Kadesha yeira al hamayim, as the Mishnah says, that the dirt is be able to see it on the water, as the pasuk says regarding the meisota. Okay, so now we have the Gemara speaking about those details of the Mishnah. Nichnas laheichal upana liyamino v'chulu. So my taima, ask the Gemara, why is this? Why do you have to go to the right? So says the Gemara, this is a general statement. Amar mar kol pinosh atapone. Lo yihu el derech yamin. Whenever you turn, you should always turn to the right. Right here, it's not such a question in that he had to go to the right. The place where he had to pick up the dirt was to the right. So the Gemara is not saying, oh, why'd you go to the right, not to the left? So it might be asking deeper, why did Chazal make it that it's on the right when you go in? Because part of it is teaching us this lesson of whenever you're pone, whenever you turn somewhere, you always go to the right. And this is something that comes up both in halacha and in minhag. The poskim say in minhag, when we turn around for boi b'shalom, right, we should turn to the right, called pina shata pone. It's not ma'akev, there's no halacha there, it's all a minhag, but if one remembers, one turns to the right. Number one, but it's quoted also in Shulchan Aruch in a couple of places. Number one, by Hagba. The only question is here, which right do you go by? I Hagba, they say you turn to the right, but who's right? The Magbiah's right or the Tzibur's right? Do you go to, you would think that it's to my right. I'm the Magbiah, I turn around to my right. But then, if I turn to my right, I am showing the people on the left the Ksav of the Torah first. And the Kiyum of Hagba is to show the Torah. So maybe I should go to my left, so the people on the right. But then it's not my Pniya, it's their Pniya. So that's the Elu ve'elu. The poskim say in Hilchas Hagba, whatever one does is fine, as long as one shows the Ksav to the entire Tzibur. In Simen Kuflam Adalad, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Why is this the Simen Kuflam Adalad? Because as we know, the Svarta custom is to do Hagba before laning. Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah starts Simen Kuf Lamed Hey. Kuf Lamed Dalet is where the Shulchan Aruch discusses Hagba, because again, that is their custom. Ad Hayom Hazeh, the Achenu Bnei Yisrael Tzvarad do Hagba before laning. But Ashkenazim do it afterwards, but it's okay, it's in the Shulchan Aruch before. Says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Maseches Sofrim, Mare Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah La'am HaOmdim. You show the Ksava of the Sefer Torah, those who are standing there, Liyamino Ulismolo. So if you're Medayik to his right, you show the ksav to his right, which would mean he turns left first. Ulismolo, and to his left, umachziro lefanav ulacharav, shemitzvah akol anoshim v'noshim, leros haksav v'lekroa v'lomar zos haTorah. The pinky is not in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, that's a much, much later custom. Maybe it's the Ben Ish Chai, but what's in the Shulchan Aruch is to bow. To bow and say v'zos haTorah, this is the Torah. Torah sashev tamim v'mshivas nafesh. That is the Shulchan Aruch. And there are more quotes, V'nagu l'asos kin achar shekar batorah, our minag, the Ashkenazic custom, is to do the Hagba afterwards. V'cholu, and the poskim say, you have to try to make sure you see the Ksav, there's a special skula to see the Ksav of the osios of the Torah, pi Kabbalah, the Mishnah Berurah says, al-yidezeh nimshach or gadol al ha'adam. Special or gadol is nimshach on a person who makes sure to see the ksav of the Torah. But the poskim say, whichever way you go really is okay. Even though kalpino shat tapone, you want to go to the right and show the arm to the left first, that's fine too. That is one area of halacha. Or another area of halacha is netilas lulav. Which way do you shake the lulav? So there are two or three variant minhagim. Again, Nusach Sfard, Nusach Ashkenaz. Do you start off on the right? That's the Nusach Sfard. You start off right, left, up, straight, down, back. Right, you start off with the right, because the same thing, called Pino Shatapone. And the other minhag doesn't do the right first. There are other reasons to go straight first, but either way, you always go towards the right. Or, in Yonat Yoma coming up, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Hachag, Neiris Chanukah. Neiris Chanukah, how do I light Neiris Chanukah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the first night is easy, you only have one candle. But what do you do the second night? How do I light the candles the second night? So, that is a Machlokes HaPoskim. The Vilna Gaon says, you know how you light? You light the newest, really, candle. Or, I'm sorry, you do the original candle first. because that's the Ikra mitzvah. The rest is Hidr mitzvah. So the Gra says you always have to do the Ikra before you do the Hidr. So you always, let's say, how we light our Chanukiyot, you do the most right one first. And then, says the Gra, you go all the way to the most left one, the newest one. And then you go towards the right and fill in the gap in the middle. Arminug, the Shulchan Aruch and others say, no, you always light the most left one first, and then you go to the right. Why? Because of our principle, called Pinoshat Tapone. The Vilna Gaon only argues on the detail that you have to light the Iker Mitzvah before you light the Hidr Mitzvah. So you light the one all the way on the right first, that's the Iker Mitzvah. And then the others are the extra ones that you added. You might say, oh, who says what's the Iker, what's the Hidr? That's what you have in mind. Well, we always have in mind that the one on the right is always the one that's the original one, and that we always add on one towards the left, says the Gra. So you have to light the Iker one first, then you go all the way to the left, even though you're Mavra on mitzvos, but you need Kol Pinoshat Tapone. So you're Mavra on mitzvos, you go to the left, and then you go towards the right with the rest of them. But the simpler minhag that most follow, is that you start off on the left. You start off on the left with your hand in front of the candle that you're about to light. That's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you should stand a little bit towards the left of your Chanukiah, because you don't want to be Mavra al mitzvot. Your right, your hand that you're lighting with should be in front of the candle that you're about to light, and then you go right. But all of that, both of the shitas are based on the principle of Kalpinos Sha'atapone, you always turn to the right. So you have it by Hagba, and by Lulav, and by Neiros Chanukah, and by Bowie B'Sholem, right, a couple of the places where it is. That's in Tavreish Ayin Vav, if you want to look up the Mishnah Berurah points out this Machlokas, between the Gra and the Magen Avram and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that's why when you go into the Keichel to get the dirt, you also go partially towards the right. One more place where you have this, when a Kohen goes up on the Mizbeach, even if he's going up, usually, even if he's going up to do something on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, which you can just go up the ramp and make a left. But still, the general rule is, you go all the way around. You make a right, you go all the way around, Kalpino Shatapona, you keep hugging the side of the Mizbeach until you get to the place where one has to go. Good. Says the Yishuv Gemara, Makom Hayasham Ama Chulu. So there was a place. There was a place that you're going to lift up the tile and there was dirt under it. Right, trivia question. Where's the other place in Shas which talks about a tile that was loose and something underneath? So that's the Mishnah, if you remember, that discusses, I think it's in Shkalim, that there could have been someone that found where the Aron was. And he was going to tell everybody where the Aron was, under which tile, and he went in the next time, and he dropped dead. So he wasn't able to tell anybody where the Aron was. But it's also a loose tile. Says the Gemara now, Tana Rabbanan, Umina Afar Asher Yihyeh, end quote, right, from the dirt that is there, Yochel Yitakin Mivachutz V'yachnes, you might think that you can bring dirt from outside the Heichal and bring it in, and as long as it's in the airspace of the Heichal, it is good enough. Tamalomar Bekarka HaMishkan. No, it says the ground of the Mishkan. So you can't just bring it in and hold it. E Bekarka HaMishkan, if you have the Karka Yochel, you might think Yachbar Bekardomos, you might think that you have to bring in like shovels and spades and dig and get out to find dirt, even if it's hard to get to, underneath. Tamalomar Asher Yihyeh. It says Asher Yihyeh, which sounds like even if it's there for a moment. So how do you put these two together? Even if it's there for a moment, or it has to be from the karka. Haketzad Yesham Havei. The Brisa says, if there is dirt there, loose dirt underneath the tile, Havei. So then bring that, take that dirt. Ein Sham, Tein Sham. If there is no dirt there, then you bring from the outside and put it down on the karka of the heichal for a moment, even for a moment, and then you would be able to use that. So that's the halacha according to this first brisa. Take nice loose earth. If you need, you could bring from the outside. You just got to put it down for a minute. Put it down to absorb the kedusha of the karka of the Mishkan momentarily, and then one can use that. So it's interesting. The kedusha, even just for a moment, just being on the karka of the Mishkan for a moment absorbs the kedusha. Who put this kedusha into the ground here? So now we're talking about the ground. We're not talking about the tiles. So this, as the Gemara says, in Zvachim, David HaMelech. David HaMelech, right? David, right? The Gemara says there, in Zvachim, on Daf Chav Dalid, the Gemara answered as a halachic question. Ne'ekra ha'evan va'amad bimkoma. What happens if there is a tile somewhere else in the Mishkan, or in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. There is a Kohen that is standing on the earth of the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no tile like there should be. Ne'ekro ha'eben v'amad bimkoma ma'u. What's the halacha? Is that cool? Is that a problem? Ma'ikami ba'ilei. What's the question? Ki kadish David Ritzpa Elyona kadish? Odilma ad la'aris t'tahoma kadish. When David HaMelech bought the Beis HaMikdash from Arabna Hayavusi, and he sanctified the Makom. Did he sanctify it all the way down, or just the upper layer? If he sanctified it all the way down, then even if the upper layer is not there, it is okay. Ask Tosfos, right, quote, and Rashi, you're a little bit, David? David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. What are we talking about if the Kiddush of the Ritzpah of David HaMelech? Says Tosfos, yes. David is Makadish the Ritzpah. The figurative, the Makom, David HaMelech did. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. That's true. But David HaMelech did all the preparations. He did the hachanas. And that's why even in Tehillim, Mizmar Shir Chanukas, HaBayis LeDavid. Right, we say it every morning. Right, the bias is related to David HaMelech. We'll get back to that about Hashem a little bit later. But that's the Kedusha of the ground of the Mikdash. So here, putting the dirt, even for a moment, on that ground itself, lets it absorb Kedusha, and you're able to use that. That's the first Braisa. Tanya Idach, well, there's another Braisa that quotes another opinion. Tanya Idach, umina afar asher yihyeh v'gomer, from the dirt that is there, melameid, shahaya mesakeni v'chutzu machnes. So this other Braisa argues in the first opinion that it says yihyeh, yihyeh just means if it's there for a minute. Right, you can just bring in. You can just bring in, and you don't even have to put it down, according to this first opinion. As long as you, as long as it's brought in. See Rashi on the sixth wide line or so. Mi deloksiv mi karka hamishkan. From the fact that it doesn't say from the karka yikach, eno machmed el shayachnis lehechal. The only issue is to bring it into the airspace of the heichal. Malamechim esakim mi bachutz umachnis mi befrim lehechal v'nosin elamayim v'insarach lanichal b'karka heichal. This second brisa argues, according to the first opinion, you can just bring it into the airspace. Vaiter, according to the second brisa, last line of the Gemara, b'karka hamishkan. What do we darshan from there then? According to this opinion, isi ben Yehuda omer lahavi karka shiloh nov v'givon ubeis alamim. Is to include the karka of all of these other mikomos hakdoshim, where the mishkan was, shiloh, nov, and givon, and the beis olamim and the beis hamikdash. Right, the pasuk in chumash is only talking about the mishkan and the midbar. Who says all the other places are included? When it says karka hamishkan, it might mean literal, and therefore that's what karka hamishkan includes. Right, it's fascinating, the havamina, that this is a halacha that we might have thought only applies to mishkan and not to mikdash. Whatever halacha is only applied to the mishkan, not to beis hamikdash. Beis hamikdash is always more chamor, and more stringent, and more inclusive. And here the havamina is that you would have excluded only the actual mishkan. Probably, and partially because of that problem, Rashi... It's clear that Rashi did not have this girsa. Rashi only had to include Beis Olamim, not Shiloh, Nov, and Givon. Why? Tosis explains Rashi on top. Tosis here explains Rashi. I don't know why he quotes Rashi and not Kuntris. There must be some reason why sometimes Tosis quotes Rashi and sometimes quotes Kuntris. But either way, Tosis here says, look at the top Rashi. The top Rashi already notes that Rashi's girsa must have been Larabos or Lahavi Beis Olamim. Not the other ones. Why? Virashi Goris Lavi Karka Beis Olamim. Vishibe Shagirsa. Shilo Nov Givon. And Rashi took out that Girsa. Why? Mimanavshach, says Tosis. Mishum de Nova Givon. Ein Mashkin Bam Sotos. By the Nov and Givon, where it was a Mishkan, but it wasn't a real Mishkan. The Aron wasn't there. Remember, the Aron was in the state Plishtim, right? So Nova Givon, they had a Bama, but they didn't have, it wasn't a real full-fledged Mishkan, and you were allowed to have, there was a Heter Bamos at that time outside the Mishkan. So that wasn't included because you're not allowed to be Mashke Sotos by those. Mishum Dehug Minchas Yachid Shein Kavuol Azman. Right, so therefore, just wait till we have a real Mishkan. And that's why those two are not, Nov and Givon are not included. And what about Shiloh? Shiloh's also not on the list, but maybe Shiloh would the Vaday be included. That's a real Mishkan. Right, so what's the difference between the Mishkan and the Midbar, the Mishkan and Shiloh? That also was a real Mishkan. It was even more, maybe you might say even more of a Mishkan. Right, it had, unlike the Mishkan, it had stone walls. It just had a curtain roof like the Mishkan still had. It was still an Ohel. But that might have Adai been the considered a Mishkan, right? It was there for 369 years. It was a pretty serious, sturdy structure. So Tosas quotes that Rashi takes out the Girsa. Tosas themselves say you do not have to change the Girsa. V'tema sheshibsha mishum kushizu. It's a tema. It's a wonder, says Tosas, that Tosas changed the that Rashi changed the Girsa because of this. Because if you look elsewhere, there are opinions that you can bring a sota on these carbon sota on these structures. So therefore, machlokas whether it should be included or not. We know that there were, I think, six, if you add it up, six stages of history for the Heter Bamos and Mishkan, Mikdash, etc. Before the Mishkan was built, that was in the days of the Avos, Adam, you could bring a carbon wherever you wanted. That was stage one of history. Stage two, once the Mishkan was built in the Midbar, that's it. Only in the Mishkan could you bring carbonus. Stage two. Stage three, once they went into Eretz Yisrael, right, that was before Shiloh was set up. So that's when those years, then there was again a Heter. Once Shiloh was set up, then there was an Isra Bamos. Then stage five, Novin Givon, then there was a Heter Bamos again. Stage six, once we had a Beis HaMikdash, Isra Bamos, and that stays forever. That stays forever. That's different than all the other stages of history. Rav Soloveitchik wrote in a number of places, I'll read it to you from the Kovetz Chidushei Torah, that there is a difference between two names that we have of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? We have here Beis Olamim in our Gemara, because it's the bias that is La'olam forever. But if you look in the Rambam, if you look elsewhere, there are two halachic names that we have of the Beis HaMikdash. What does the Rambam call the halachas that discuss Beis HaMikdash? He doesn't call it Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. He calls it Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the chosen house. Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that's a different name than Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference between Beis HaBechira and Beis HaMikdash? And there's even two different psukim quoted. The pasuk in Re'eh is L'shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama. That's Beis HaBechira. Beis HaMikdash, you might say, that's Truma, Va'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham, which was Mishkan up until it turned into Mikdash. What's the difference between the psukim? What's the difference between the names? And then the Rambam also throws in, not the Rambam, but Rav Soloveitchik throws in, maybe there's also a difference between David and Shlomo. So you have David and Shlomo, you have Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBechira, you have the two different psukim. Suggests Rav Soloveitchik, there are two different kedushos of the Mikdash, of the Makom HaMikdash. There was kedusha of Mikdash, which you had even by the Mishkan in the Midbar, Va'asuli Mikdash, V'shachati B'socham. That's not shayach at all to other mitzvos, like Mechias HaMalek, and Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and Amadas Melech. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf? There are three mitzvos that Am Yisrael have to do when they go into Eretz Yisrael. They have to appoint a king, wipe out HaMalek, and build the Beis HaMikdash. Build the Beis HaBechira. Right, so Beis HaMikdash, you could have a separate independent mitzvah. Din b'fnei atzmo. But there's a separate mitzvah to build a Beis HaBechira, the chosen house. That's the Mikdash in the spot. Binyan HaMikdash B'Yerushalayim HaHar HaMoriah. Mishum Dechalos Mikdash U'Beis HaBechira Shnei Dvarim Nifradim Heim. There are two separate statuses. D'makom HaMikdash Chutz L'Yerushalayim Yachol Al Pi Adibur L'Hishtanos Kamo Shehaya B'Gilgal Shilo Nov Givon. You can have a Makom HaMikdash outside of Yerushalayim. Masha'enkein din Beis HaBechira Shebahar HaMoriah Hulu Dore Doris. That's never changing. Like the Rambam says, Kiva Shenirin HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim Nasru Kalabamas Kulon Livnos. That's why stage 6 is the last stage of history in terms of the halachos of Abamos. Beis Olamim, the Oser is the Beis HaBechira, Masha Nivchar Lo'olamim. There's no other Makom, and therefore that is it. And that's why, says Rav Soloveitchik beautifully, those are the two sections of the Torah, two different sections. The mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash is in Shruma. V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. And that includes Denomar Bekoel Albamos Gadolos U'Beis Olamim. Beis HaBechira, that's Parshas Re'eh. Kim Alamakam HaShivchar Hashem L'Shichlo Sidrushu U'Vasa Shama. U'Parshas Zukoel Rak La'achar Kinyas Asan La'aretz. That's only after they went in. And originally you had Mikdash, you didn't have Bechira until later on. But, suggests Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that was David and Shlomo too. When David, as we said before, the Gemara in Nizvachim Chavtad was Makadesh the Ritzpah, he was Makadesh the Beis HaBechira element to it. Only afterwards did his son be Makadish the Mikdash, because he built the actual Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't quote it here, but this also relates to the Ravid, famous Ravid, where the Ravid writes in Hilchot Beis HaBchira, if you walk onto Har HaBayis today, Ein Bo Kares. Mamish Har HaBayis. Not the controversial part. But if you walk onto Mamish Har HaBayis, the Ravid still says there's no Isser Kares here. Why does he say that? So the Rov assume, he doesn't say it's Mutter. It's just Ein Bo Kares. Why? So explain the acronym. Rav Zsolti has an article about this. That there are two Kedushos. There's what he calls Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Makom. Right, like the Rav Soloveitchik's Beis HaBechira, suggests Rav Zsolti that the Isser Kares on Har HaBayis, according to the Ravid, goes by the Kedushas Mikdash, which was no longer here, because we don't have the walls. It's Kedushas Chomos, but there's still Kedushas Makom there from the time that David HaMelech sanctified it. And that is, I mean, still makes it Aser, even though there's no Kares. But that is all relating to the two Kedushos of this Makom, Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBechira. Okay, we're still in the middle of the second Brisa. We did one line. Right? So the second Brisa says, what does the second Brisa hold? You can bring in the dirt from outside. You don't even have to put it down. So what do you do with the language of Karka Mishkan? So Isi Ben Yehuda says, to teach me that it applies to all the other Mekomos HaKadoshim. Isi Ben Menachem Omer, second view in the Brisa. Eino Tzarech, no, you don't need to include all of those from the phrase of Karka Mishkan. And that's what Rashi says. You don't need this to include Beis Olamim. Uma betumakala lo chilak hakasef. If by a tumakala, if by the isser of walking into the Beis HaMikdash, there's no distinction between all of these, and you don't need a separate limud, and that's only an isser kares, only in quotes. It's only an isser kares to walk into the Mikdash when you're tamei, and that applies to all the Mekomos HaKadoshim. Betumas eishes ish chamura lo kal shekein. Relating to something that has a chiv misa, Ishasota, Tumas Ishazish, Lokoshikin, surely there wouldn't be any distinctions between all these Mekomos HaKadoshim. So you don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Imkein Mata Malomar Bakarka Mishkan. So what's Bakarka Mishka teaching me, according to EC? Shaloyavi Mitoku Paso. To teach me, like the first Brisa, that you can't just bring dirt in and then use it right away. You have to bring it in and then put it down on the earth of the Mishkan and then use it after you sanctified it from the ground. So Machlokas in the Brisa, the second view in the second Brisa is the same view as the view of the first Brisa. Right, we have many contexts where we discuss the hierarchy of mitzvos. And the Gemara here says Kares is viewed as Kal as compared to Chivim Mises Bezdin. We don't usually view Kares as an Isser Kal. Right? There's even a Tana that holds, the third paragraph of Ksubis, that is Kim Lebeder Amine when it comes to an Isser Kares. But here, in this context, it is Kal. Chayvim Mises Bezdin is more Chamor than it. The Rambam discusses this in the beginning of the second paragraph of Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah tells us, Havi Zahir Kemitzvah Kala Kevachamura, because you don't know Matan Tzchar and Shal Mitzvos. Says the Rambam, that's not totally true. We do know Matan Tzchar and Shal Mitzvos. We don't know Matan Tzchar and Shal Mitzvos Aseh. But we do know Matan Tzchar and Shal Mitzvos Los Aseh. Or rather, not Matan Tzchar and, but Chiyav Onshim. Because Kares is less Chamor. If you have a choice of two Averis to do, you do the less Chamor one. So we'll see if, at the end, if we have time, we'll go through that Rambam again. But that's the Rambam that also is known in, like the Gemara says here. Ibai Lahu, Ein Sham Afar Mao Sheyitain Efer. Let's say there is no dirt. There's no dirt, and let's say there's no loose dirt there. And you don't want to bring a spade or a shovel. The Rambam, by the way, holds that there's an isser. It's not just you don't have to bring a shovel, but you're not allowed to. It's got to be loose earth there. So let's say there is no loose earth there. And you can't find right near you dirt. Could you use ashes? Afer? Says the Gemara. Aliba de Beishamai lo tibay lucha. According to Beishamai, it's for sure not a question. De Amri, because they say, lo matzinu efer shekari afar. You never find the overlap between efer and afar. Meaning what? What is being alluded to here? Rashi quotes, the machlokas in Maseches Chulin in Parakisi Hadam. Are you allowed to cover blood with ashes? We know there's a mitzvah daraisa when it comes to chayos and ofos to cover their blood with ashes. So with something. With dirt, at least. The pasuk says, offer. Could you use afer? Could you use ashes? Machlokes, beshamai, beselel. Why? Because there is a pasuk by Para Aduma that says that you take from the offer, srefas achatas, ayin, feresh, and that's talking about afer. So, Beis Hillel says, look, you see from there, there's an affinity between the two. Even though it says Afar, it really means Afer. So too by Kisi Hadam. Beis Hillel says you could use Afer, ashes, and not just Afar. But Beis Shammai says, no way, there's a different pshat to that pasuk. Why the pasuk says Afar. So according to Beis Shammai, you never have the overlap. So here too, you would not be able to use Afer in the Mesota ceremony. Kitibay lecha aliba de Beis Hillel. The machlokes is regarding Beis Hillel. Da Amri, Matinu Afer, Shakari Afar. Beis Hillel says, you do find it, meaning in the context by Paradum over there, and therefore it's good enough for Kisi Adam too. My, what's the halacha? Do you say, Avagav de Ikri Afar, even though usually Afer is called Afar in other contexts? Hacha bekarka hamishkan ksiv. Here it says bekarka hamishkan, which means Rashi says dumya to karka hamishkan. It has to be similar to the karka hamishkan, meaning dirt. And ashes isn't dirt. Special din here that you can't use afer. Odilmano, or haiva karka hamishkan, or that phrase is used to something that we used before. Likadisi ben Yehuda, likadisi ben Menachem Udasi. Maybe the phrase bekarka hamishkan is either including the other makomos hakdoshim, or teaching me that if you bring it in, you have to put it down. But the Gemara has ends off with that question: Can you use Afer? The Beis Halevi, in a beautiful comment in Parshas Vayera, talks about when Avram Avinu says to Hashem, bargaining for stone, he says, "Anochi Afer va'Afer, I'm nothing." The ultimate simon in Anava, I am like dirt and ashes. The Beis Halevi beautifully connects this to the Gemara in Chulin, which the Gemara in Chulin connects it. Pechesam Abeis. The Gemara in Chulin, Beschus Avram Avinu saying this comment of Am Afar Va'Efer, his descendants, us, were Zoche to the Efer of the Paraduma and the Afar of the Mesota. Our Gemara. You can't do this Gemara without mentioning this Gemara in Chulin and the Beis Halevi. Right, the Beis Halevi says, Ma Kesher, what's the connection between the Efer and the Afar, and it's just a word game? Says the Beis Halevi, no. What's Afar and what's Efer? Dirt has no past, but it has a future. You could plant in dirt. You could put seeds in dirt. It could have a future, but it has no past. Afer, ashes, has a past. It was something. It used to be something before it was burned, but it has no future. Afer, what can you do with ashes? You can't do anything with ashes. You can't plant in ashes. Says the Beis Halevi, that's what Avraham Avinu was saying. I'm nothing. I have no past. I have no future. I'm Avraham Afer. He was totally self-effacing himself, saying that I am a nothing, past and future. And right now, of course, I'm a nothing. Says the Beis Halevi, that's why he was Zoche, to the Afer of the Para Aduma and the Afer Sota. Why? Because the Afer Para Hu Letaher Lihi Tami Mekarna Lahaba. What does the Afer of the Para Aduma do? It makes you Tahar. It gives a future. You said that you have no future by calling yourself ashes, so I'm going to give you a mitzvah that gives you a future. Afer. What does the Afer of the Mesota do? It clears up the past. It says nothing happened to the past. It gives you a clean past. And that is why when Avraham Avinu says, I have no past, I'm like dirt. No. I'm going to give you a mitzvah that gives you a clean past. That's the Afar and the Afer. So that's the Beis Halevi there in Parshas Vayera. And that is related here to the Gemara's question of, can you use Afer, ashes, for the mitzvah of Mei Sota? Also, we haven't discussed this in a very long time, but there is a very fascinating discussion about the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. It's counted as a separate mitzvah zaseh. Separate mitzvah zaseh, the Sefer Achinuch and the Rambam, they all quote this as a separate mitzvah to cover the blood. To cover the blood of the mitzvah, it's a pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, right, v'chiso ba'afar, and the Sefer Achinuch in Kuf Pei Zayin, l'chasos Adam achar zivichas chaya o'of. To cover the blood, why not a behema? So many Rishonim say because men, the ultimate usage of blood of a behema is Zrikas Adam in the Mizbeach. So that's why there's no mitzvah of Kisui Adam. What about a bird? Okay, not for now. But either way, the Achronim suggest an idea which is already rooted and mentioned by the Rishonim. And that is, even though yes, it's a separate mitzvah, but it is connected to the mitzvah of Shechita. And the Kisui conceptually might be looked at as Gemar Maisa Shechita. For example, the Gemara says in Chulin, if I shecht, I have first dibs, I have first chance to cover the blood. And if somebody else does it, the Gemara talks about a case where I shechted an animal, and I was about to cover the blood, and all of a sudden somebody comes and gives me a body check, pushes me away and covers the blood instead of me. You know what that halacha is? He has to pay me 10 gold coins for stealing the mitzvah. What do you mean stealing the mitzvah? I didn't do the mitzvah yet. Just because I did shechita, what does that have to do with kisui? The answer is there's a connection between shechita and kisui. So that just proves there's a connection. But it's an even deeper. There's an amazing, there's a couple of rayas, but there's an amazing discussion of when do you make the bracha. The Rambam quotes that when you do kisi adam, you make the bracha before you do the kisui. Fine, that's what we would have thought. Just like over la'asi, over la'asi yasa. That's the Rambam. L'ficha chayev l'var kodem sheyachase, bracha la'ashem l'kenem l'cholam, ha'shekar l'shanem z'ob z'vanu al kisi adam. A bracha that many of us never get a chance to make. But if you look in the tour, the Torah says, you make the bracha, first he quotes like the idea like the Rambam, Kisi Adam, and then he quotes the Bahag. The Bahag says, you know when you make the bracha of Kisi Adam? After you did the Kisi Adam. Why? Because, says the Bahag, you either have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah or after. Don't do it in the middle, because you're in the middle of the mitzvah. So, here, after the Shechita, before the Kisui, you're in the middle of the mitzvah. So that is why, says the Bahag, you make the bracha after the kisui. What do you mean you're in the middle? No, you're not. You finished the shechita, you didn't do the kisui yet. Ah, says the Bahag, because you're in the middle. You're in the middle. Kisui is viewed as an extension of the shechita. And one final context, where the Rush says it beferish. The Rush says it beferish. Let's say I'm shechting an animal, and all of a sudden, another animal appears. And I didn't know I was going to sheft it. I didn't have it in mind before. So what's the halacha? The Rush says, you have to first make a bracha and do kisi adam, and then you have to do the second shechita. Then you do the second shechita. Even though, if you would have had 10 animals in the first place, you would have just shechted it and done kisi adam afterwards. But that is what the, that's what the Rush says. And you have to make a second bracha on the second shechita, but do the kisi adam first. So then the Rush asks on himself, but one second, if I'm eating, and then something else comes to me that I didn't know that I was going to eat, you have to make a new bracha rishona. But you don't have to make a bracha achrona before you make the bracha rishona on the second food. What's the difference? Why do I have to do the bracha and the mitzvah of kisi adam on the first shechita before I do the second shechita? Why is that different than getting a new food where I just have to make a new bracha rishona? And the benching at the end can count for everything. Says the Rush in Meseches Chulin, there's a big difference because when it comes to kisi adam, that is the gemar maisa shechita. That's the language of the Rush. One beshik at the end suffices. Avol maisa kisui hu gemar maisa shechita. The Rush is talking like an achron. Or really, achronim really get the secrets from the rishonim. V'kiva shenis talka shechita rishona tzorach legomra. Wow. Right? But once you did the first ma'isa shechita, you gotta finish it before you go on to the next one. That's the Rush in Chulin Perek Vav Halacha Zion. If you want to look up that Rush. That is some lumdis regarding the mitzvah of kisi adam. Either way, we're left with a question. The question is, can you use ashes to put into the water of the meisota or no? Tashmas, the Gemara says, Gemara says something that sounds very major. It is major, but it sounds very major. B'shlosha mekomos halacha okeves mikra. In three places, a halacha l'moshe misinai is okeves. Different pshuto, what that means? It basically means it trumps. It overrides the pshuto shel mikra. Okay, might be with a heel. It steps on. Right? Okeves mikra. It doesn't mean that you reject totally the pshuto shel mikra, because then it would be the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara says there's only one exception to the rule of ena mikra, right, yosef midei pshuto, right, that's only by pasuk by Yavam. But here it means that halacha l'moshe misinai makes me re-understand the pasuk. HaTorah amra ba'afar, the Torah says you could use dirt for kisi hadam, the halacha b'chol davar, and the halacha is you could use other things other than dirt. And that's why that's the kisi adam. HaTorah amra bitar. The Torah says that a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair with a razor. V'halacha b'chol davar. And we know by any cutting instrument. HaTorah amra sefer. You have to give a document for a get. V'halacha b'chol davar. And the halacha is you can use anything as long as you give it to the woman. You don't have to use a document. You can use anything. So those are the three. V'im isa, and if it's true that you could use ashes for the mesota, lechshov nami hai, that should also be on the list. Right? That should be a fourth one. Right? If you're going to tell me that it is included. So Gemara says, Tana v'shir, no. you're right, maybe ashes should be included, but it's just that we left out something else. It's not an all-inclusive list. Not an all-inclusive list. You left something else out too. Says the Gemara, my shear to high shear. What else was left out? We assume that one thing wouldn't have been left out. If you leave out, at least two things would have been left out. So shear mitzora. It left out mitzora tzara'as. What is that? It left out the halacha that you have to shave. We know, remember, from we discussed this back in Masechet Nazir, a mitzora gets two head shavings. First, when he becomes tar, and then a week later. Two tiglachos. So the first tiglachas, it's explicit in the Torah. You have to shave your entire body. All hair on the body. But then the second one is not explicit. How much do you have to shave for the second tiglachas? So, that's what's under discussion now. Tanya, we have a brisa, and we would have said that you don't have to shave the entire body. Klal. Shave the whole body, all the hair, genital klal. Esrosho, vesakonav, esgabosenav, prat. These specific places, that's a prat. There's kol sararo, you got leah, chazer, v'klal, and then you have another one, klal, v'radu, klal, yetzadon, elakena, prat. Right, that's the rule, one of the yudgimel midos. Klal, prat, klal, it has to be similar to the prat. Ma, prat, mefurish, makom, kinu, seyar, v'nireh. Just like the prat, all of the examples given, the beard and the eyebrows, it's a place where there is gathered hair, there's a bunch of hair there, and v'nireh, and it's visible to the outsider. So too, you have to shave. The mitzvah has to shave his entire body, only the hair that comes in clumps in big areas, and that is visible to a person looking at him. Ma Rabbi, so what's included? Rabbi Seir Raglayim. So that includes the Seir of Oso Makom. Right, the Raglayim here is a euphemism. Makom, that's visible, and it grows in clumps. My mi'eit debeis hashechi utukule gufe. What's excluded? Underarm hair that grows in clumps, but it's not visible to the outsider. And kule gufe, hair of the rest of the body, hair on your arms or on your legs. That's visible, but it doesn't grow in clumps. So that's why that's excluded. So I would have, what does that brisa say? That's how I would darshan, that for the second tiglachas of a mitzora, you do not have to do the whole body. But the hilchasa, but the halacha Moshe Misinai tells me, magalea kedalas. You have to shave him like a gourd. Totally all over the body. Everything. Titznan, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Nigaim. Balo lahakiv es ha-mitzora, when you come to, shave the mitzora, mavir tara, kol bizarro. Viktani seifa, ubiyom ha-shvi, magalcho, tiglachas shnia, ketiglachas rishona. So, at this point, what does the Gemara say? There's two things left off the list. So just like this is left off the list, as an example of halacha o keves mikra, so too, maybe the ashes of the paraduma, you're allowed to use ashes, and it's against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says offer, but still, it's good enough. Rashi points out, but wait a minute, are all these things halacha Moshe Misinai's? If you look elsewhere, there's sources in the psukim for all these halachas of using more than just offer by kisi adam and ta'ar. We had a lot of limudim. So Rashi says, Asmachta. Really, it's based on Halacha Moshe Misinai. All of those psukim are just hints after the fact. Right, classic Aritva and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. Asmachta. Right, it's just that Chazal knew it from Halacha Moshe Misinai, which the Rambam says is never hinted to in a pasuk. L'chatchila, we would never have figured it out. Once we have it, then we could go back and say it was hinted to in a pasuk. But that's Rashi has two important aris here. That's one of them. We'll get to the other one in a minute. But number one is, even though these are all based on psukim, really, the Rashi on the third wide line, halacha l'moshe misidai samchinan v'kroy asmachta ba'alma, really medium line. The second and third medium line in Rashi, that's where he makes this comment. But let's continue, and then we'll be able to see Rashi's second important comment. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, I disagree. You're telling me that this is left off the list, and therefore you can say Afer is also left off the list? Not true. Tiglacha should not be on the list. And therefore Afer is the only one, and therefore it must be that it's not true either. Why? Why shouldn't Tiglachas be on the list? Amar Rav by Yitzchak, three rejections why Tiglachas shouldn't be on the list. Ki kachashiv halacha o keves mikra. Where do we have halacha? What is on the list? Halachas o keves. That's by psukim. Ha o keves midrabanani. But this is okay if this is undermining midrabanan. What does that mean? Didrabanan. What should this Gemara say? So the Gemara should say, this is being okay if something that's learned out with Yud Gimel Midos. That's how that category, that is different. It's different because it's learned out, it's not Mefurish Makra. It's more different than Yigibo Midos. What does this Lashon Midra Rabbanan mean? Says the Maharetz Chayis, bomb kasha on the Rabban and basically everybody, that we hold that anything learned out from the Yigibo Midos is a Din D'Oraisa, not a Din D'Rabbanan. Right? The Ramban says that Beferish, that's who he asks it on. He says, how could this be? So says the Maharetz Chayis, I saw an answer from Rav Margolis, Ephraim Zalman Margolis, who says it's based on the Yerushalmi. If you look at the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, he has the similar Gemara, but a slightly different. The Yerushalmi says there are three places that halacha is okeves mikra, and one that it's okeves medrash. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. Says the Maharetz Chayis, our Gemara must have had a toa sofer, because it must have said mem dalid resh with a smidgen, with a line, and the editors thought that meant midrabanan, and really it was just short for medrash. It left out the shin. That's what it means. It's not on the list because it's different. It's not okeves a pasuk. It's okeves medrash, not midrabanan. It's a mistake. And he says, you know what? I even have a raya, because if it meant rabanan, what's the mem doing there? It should be okeves Rabbanon, or Dirabbanon, not Mi Dirabbanon, what's the Mem? It's a great Raya. So the Mem, Mi Dirabbanon, it must have said Mem Dalad Resh with a smidgen, and it meant Medrash, just like the Yerushalmi has in Kiddushin, but that's the mistake that's written in our Gemara. So I don't know if you can make a CM, if you read it, right, okay, there, okay, it's Medrash, right, we'll do both. Okay, anyway, Mi Dirabbanon, but that's what our Girsa is, but the Maharetz Chayis says it should say Medrash. That's one reason why it shouldn't be on the list. It's different. Rav Papa Amar, Kika Chashev Alacha Okeves Ve'okeres Ha'okeves U'masefesi. No, you know what should be on the list? Where we are Oker, where we uproot what the Pasuk says. Not just if we add on to what the Pasuk says. By Mitzar, what does it say? Shave most of your body. What does the Alacha Meshavisina say? Shave all your body. That's not called Okeres. That's not called Okeves. Right? So that's Mosefes. That's adding on. Rashi says, aye. So what about by Nazir? The Torah says you can't shave with a shaver. And he says you can't shave with anything. Isn't that also just adding on? Says Rashi, no. Because by the fact that the Torah says razor, that sounds like you would not get Malkus for anything else than a razor. Right? And, says Rashi, you wouldn't give Malkus to a Jew who does not chayav Malkus. There's an Isser to hit a fellow Jew. And yet you get Malkus for other items other than razors. That's why, says Rashi, is considered Okeres. It's not called Mosefes. Because it's as if the Torah says you only get Malkus for Tar. And here you say, no, you get Malkus for more. And the Torah says you don't get Malkus for anything else. So that's how Rashi explains how only Mitzorah is considered Mosefes, but the other ones are called Okeres. But that's the second reason why Tzaraah should not be on the list. Third reason, Ravashi Amar, it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Hamas nisa mani Rabbi Shmali, the darsh kol yuprate. Who is the original Bryce that we just said? That's Rabbi Shmal, who darshes kol yuprat. Kedalas mani, the one who says you have to shave the entire body. Who's that? Rabbi Akiva, the darsh ribuy emiute, who says Rabbi Amiyat, as we're about to see. Basically, just to summarize, what are these three points in the Gemara telling us? That there's a good reason why Mitzorah, the second Teglachas, is not on the list of three. And if it's not on the list, then there's nothing else left out on the list. So we wanted to say, oh, maybe Afer is left out. No. Afer is not left out. And therefore, we have no raya from this statement. So let's just continue, though. Now, where does Rabbi Akiva say, Riba Yumiyet? Titanya, the Brisa says, V'haya b'yom ha-shvi yigalachas kol saro, Riba. Your whole body, all your hair, that's an inclusion. Esro, shavezakon avizkabosinav. Miyet, exclusion. There's kol saro yigalea chazav ariba. Ribo miyet, variba. If you have a ribu, miyet variba, riba hakol. My riba tekule gufe, the whole body. My miyet sear shabatoch hachotem. Nose hairs. That's the only thing that's excluded. Because that's not really, if you're going to exclude anything, you know, that's what's going to be excluded, because that is inside, it's not visible, it's not even visible, and it doesn't grow clumps, right? All different, that's the least hair that's considered hair. Period, but basically we don't have an answer. So my Havialas, so what are we paskin? What are we paskin about using ashes in the sota process? So that's a good question. Is it a machlokas whether there was halacha Moshe B'Sinai? According to the third idea, according to the third approach, we're basically saying maybe there wasn't halacha Moshe B'Sinai, or there's a machlokas about it. right? Because there's a machlokas tanoim, right? That relates to the Rambam that says there's never a machlokas about halachos b'Sinai. Put it on the list. Put it on the list of the Chavos Ya'ir, his whole long list about Gemaras that are against the Rambam. So you'd have to re-understand the Gemara somehow according to that Rambam, assuming there's no machlokas about halacha Moshe b'Sinai. My avi Allah. So what's the halacha? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from the following. Damar Rav Chuna bar Ashi Amar Rav, Ein Sham Afar, Rav holds, if there is no dirt, maybe Rakvuvis Yarak Umekadesh. You could bring a rotting vegetable, a decaying vegetable, and sanctify it, put it on the dirt, and then use that. So if you could use that, can't you use ashes also? Right, what's the difference? So I said, no, Veloi, maybe not. Rakvuvis Yarak Udahavi Afar. Rotting vegetable becomes dirt and is considered earth eventually. Afer lo havi afar, but ashes is not. Maybe related to that base of Levi. It never turns into anything. Ashes are ashes, and therefore, we end up without an answer. It's an ibaya delo ifshita. Vaiter, what does the Mishnah say? That you put the dirt on the water, kadesha yeirah al hamayim. Tana rabbanon, shlosha tzrichin sheyeirahu. There are three halachos where something has to be seen. Afar sota, the dirt on the mesota, the efer para, the ashes of the paraduma on the water, on the mayim chayim, barok yivama, and the spit, the saliva of a yivama when she spits in the process of chalitza, it's not really a yivama, it's a chalutza, right, when she's spitting in that process, she has to spit towards the husband, not in the shoe, look closely, it's slid towards the husband on the floor, and the dayanim have to be able to see it. That is not li'ikuva, possibly. That's the Mishnah in Yevamos. There are certain parts of the process that are li'ikuva. There are certain parts that are not li'ikuva. The Mishnah says, it could, machlokas, chotza v'rakaka avalo kara chalitza zakshera. Everybody agrees that the kriya is not ma'akev. Kara v'rakaka avalo chalitza chalitza zapsula. Everybody agrees that removing the shoe is ma'akev. What about rakaka? That's a machlokas. Chalitza v'kara avalo rakaka. Rebbe Elazar omer chalitza sapsula. Rebbe Kiva omer chalitza sakshera. B'diavad is kasher. Which is, this mishnah is one of the rayas. There's a concept of a mitzvah lachatchila. A mitzvah daraisa lachatchila. At least part of it being lachatchila. By a matir, we like to quote Tosas at the end of Nida, that says, by a matir, you don't have a lachatchila in b'diavad. It's a matir. You either have to do it, or you don't do it. By mitzvahs, you have lachadchilas. Like here, the rakika could be lachadchila according to some. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru, Aftam Tzipar. Rabbi Yishmael says a fourth item that has to be seen. The blood of the tzipar in the mitzora tara process, when you put the blood onto the water, that also has to be seen. The Rabbanan do not feel that way. My time with Rabbi Yishmael, why does Rabbi Yishmael say it has to be seen? Dechsiv v'tavalo sam b'damat tzipar v'gomer. It says he has to be tovel, the whole handful of the live bird and the azov, put that in the blood. Vitanya bidam, and the Brisa says, bidam, yachal bidam, you might think it has to be bidam velo b'mayim, only in the blood, tamalomer b'mayim. Right, mayim, the Bach takes out the base. Imayim, yachal b'mayim velo b'dam, tamalomer b'dam. It says both. Haketzad, maybe mayim shedam tzipar nikar b'en. You have to bring blood that is visible on top of the water, and then you sprinkle. That's Rabbi Yishmael. V'kama revius. And how much is that? A revius. A revius, as the Gemara is going to say later on, of an average-sized bird. The blood is visible, and that's why you get in the dam and in the mayim. V'rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan, who don't have this on your list? The Rabbanan say it does not have to be visible. Hahu l'gufe. No, that pasuk is just teaching me the halacha. Tahachi ka'amar. Rachmana atbil bedam u'dachi gam rachmana. Atbil bedam u'bamayim. You have to be tovel it. You have to dunk it into the blood and the water, but not that the dam has to be visible. V'rebi Yishmael, imkein lifta rachmana v'taval bahem. Just say, in them. Bedam u'bamayim lamali. Why so specific? L'nikar. Because he holds it has to be nikar. V'rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan who say it does not have to be? Ikaz of Rachman of Etava Bahem, if it just said, Bahem avamina, hai luchudei v'hai luchudei. Put it in one and then put it in the other. That's how I would have interpreted Bahem. Kaz of Rachman of Bidam ubamayim la'arvan. To teach me, you have to mix them up and then put them in, but it does not have to be visible. For Rabbi Yishmael, la'arvan k'rach rinaksiv. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you have a different pasuk that teaches me they're mixed in. V'shachara sipar ha'achas. Al kli charas amayim chayim. So you're shechting on the mayim chayim. So you see, there's another pasuk. You have to do it together. V'rabanan, no. Imiyahu, if you only had that latter pasuk, hava amina lishchatei samach lamana. You maybe, I would have thought you only do it near the kli with the water, then in katino levritin, and then hold the blood vessels closed, well, akabli ledamba manachrina, but put the blood in a different kli. Kamash balan, that's where you need the extra pasuk. So, lamaskana, machlokas tanoim, whether the blood on the water in the discussion, in the process of the Tara Samitsora has to be visible or not. Tosfos here discusses what do you need a revius for? Even much more than a revius. You find in Hilchas Mikvaos, in a Mishnah in Mikvaos, you find that even, alright, if you have three, according to the beginning of Makkos, that's how people know this, from the beginning of Makkos, not from the Mishnah in Mikvaos, right? If you have three lug of mayim that fell into it, a kartov of wine, if it looks like wine, it passes for the mikvah. That's three lug. So you have a lot more. So Tosfos has an important line. Tosfos says, here we're not talking about a bittel or not bittel. We're talking about, is it nikar that it's blood? It has to be nikar. Tosfos' lashon is, v'yesh lomar nikar de ka'amar mamashuso shel dam v'lav b'shinui mared da'alma. We want it to have mamashus of dam on the water. Not just looking like, not red water. We wanted blood in the water, not red water. Tosfos says, that's what we need here, and that's why it is different rules, and that's why it just says, revius. Let's just do a little more, then I'll make one more comment, then we'll continue. Gedola umadeches esamayim. What if you have a very large bird, which like totally encompasses the water? Ktano v'nifches v'vreyamayim. Or a very small bird, and it gets swallowed up. Ma, what's the halacha then? So Amarle, he says, lavamina lechu, didn't I tell you, lo tafik nafshach labar mihilchasa, don't take yourself out from the halacha. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Kol divrei chachamim shenikfu al taharer achareihem." Don't try to second guess the rabbis and ask questions that are not relevant. Meaning what? Betzipa dror shiur rabbanon. The rabbi said what size bird you should use. An average size bird. Betzipa dror. Ein lecha gedola shemadeches hazamayim. Ein lecha ktana shenidches b'nei hamayim. Those kinds of birds don't come in such large and small additions. So that's why it's not an issue. Period. We'll have to stop there. Just one hara also that we didn't finish. The Ben Yehoyada says right here, isn't there a fourth mitzvah that has to be seen? Ure'isem oso, uzachartem is called mitzvos Hashem. What about the mitzvah of tzitzis? Why isn't that on the list? So the Ben Yoyada says, because that's just a byproduct. The mitzvah is wearing the tzitzis. The re'iyah is not part of the gufa mitzvah. It's the levisha. And therefore, by the other ones, though, it's part of the process that it has to be seen. By kolani tlasa hara'iyah hi gufa mitzvah, aval tzitzis gufa mitzvah hi alavisha, ve'ita v'ra'iyah alashel tzitzis hu chibuv mitzvah, dim lo ra'a kiyim ha-mitzvah bilavusha ve'ituf. And that's why it's not on the list. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about the ra'iyah when it comes to tzitzis. Maybe machlokas aposkim about wearing your tzitzis out or not out, bedafka yes, bedafka no. So maybe we'll start with that, and then Meshem, we will continue here in the second paragraph. Okay, we'll stop here.